would like to proceed on this matter.
Thank you very much,
Well,
I do have a question. Probably not since I did this thing. I am advocating that room after one financial year, a positive year. And people have told me, and I still believe. But I think there is a congruence of ideas at some point. Because when you come with the Spring Box, you can have a situation with a different financial year. I'm saying that I do. Wasn't I came in the sector long years ago? As you say, this is a normal. You can't have the same government having these two financial years and so on, and there are different economies. But, well, when you are defeated, you must have you know that you raised the other day. Nobody is supposed to say. I think we've had the entitlement, and I hope that everybody understands them. We'll try to simplify them as much as we can, so that they understood this area of the there are two or three options for forward movement. Of course, every option it has consequences. One option is that we engage on the deal with a role players affected on the issue. With the intention of reaching some agreement, maybe working in the Committee of Finance and so on, and other people of finance talking about this thing. The intention is to ensure that we are able to find a lasting solution, a win-win situation, bring all parties together to deal with this thing. In that way, it's the route they all come back. Because whatever is agreed upon by binding government, people are crazy, they look at pros and cons, everyone. That's one option. The second option is that we set ahead, take decisions, the way we see them fit. And in that way, the consequence is that other people will then be blood on the floor. Other people will be unhappy, cry, go on, being cold. They go and load the others, and so on. The struggle continues. the struggle continues. So, some of them. Which then, it tells you that they might become back. That approach. The other one is that then we ignore whatever is the case, especially ahead, take a conversation. I think the lesson that I wanted to teach the department in particular on this exercise was to say try as much as you can to keep everyone involved. If you reject my view, I must see how I was defeated. Then I go home then. But I go by whatever. Don't classify other people's views. Because they might have less power than you or so on. It's not what the power is. Power play. I think the board got a hold of it. And I will tell you, they never asked me to come and talk about the deal. You know, I'm a person who consults broadly. I check my forces and mobilize them to say, give me ideas. Then it was left on there. When I called the chairman of the board, he said, well, after the meeting, it was 4 o'clock. And I said, no, let's talk about this thing. Give ideas. And I said, no, let's think about the issue. I'm saying, that's how things are. Now, it means then, as a person leading the legal team, I think you are leading the legal team. I've seen you many times. Leading the legal team. Take the issue of other people seriously. When you disagree with them, they must see that. And I'm telling you, South Africans will behave. And South Africans, even if they are not talking in meeting, as long as you feel that you are part of the discussion, South Africans go with their own head and say, no, I'm part of it. Take ownership. To me, I think that is the pleasure that we bring. That when we're in a position of power and influence, let's take everybody together and take care of it. The other one that was elected, that was led out of the room. And I think it goes to the point. Then, what one would say then is that I would want to guide it by the collective. You might find that the other approach beyond what I said like that. What my mind can stretch up to, what I suggested. Then I would want to hear from yourself what you think, how the end is. But the consequence of all of that on the transportation is that what we said for ourselves, for example, today, is not going to happen. We will proceed to confront. But the downside of it, but the upside of it is that it's simply nothing. Whatever you are clear on, you will come out with a subconscious as a collective. And the downside also is that people can say, no, we don't want to decide. We take the decision. But if you take the decision that are making everybody happy, they are some good decisions. It was clear that there are a lot of interest here, particularly from pressure. And I can tell you that you can see my phone. That it shakes me. He has been there to put that in the process. Now, you can see that. You feel that, no, guys? Give me the result.
This is not the only method you gave with the same. You have to face the whole clock. I'll point a number of methods, and we have to accept that sometimes we ourselves are not going to get anything sweet out of national treasure and so forth. Even though the ministers might say, come on, the guys must think about this and so forth, but it's very tough, it's not only us. I mean, if you've been in the other conditions, you would see the issue. But I suppose, we have to work at this thing. We have to continue to work at it. And that's why the department is just there working again with, getting them and talking and looking at how. And we have made some progress because I saw on probe two that the exception clause there. I have been conferring with both the demarcation board and talking to the officials at the National Treasury. And, and both are saying, look, we can live with this. There's no problem. It looks reasonable. It's not the kind of window we want, but it is a window and so forth. So, but on the other two, the one way to solve this is to bring the interest. And getting the boardroom and fresh start until but I think the whole thing is even for us to get to understand what are the finite operational things that knock against each other in different institutions and so forth. And there, in fact, there are many of those kinds of things in other areas of the things that are checked out.
I think what I'm getting out of you, is that you are saying, hey, guys, don't sour ladies, because the giving pressure on many other issues. Therefore, the best thing is that let's find a win-win solution. So that, I think the heart of it, we are winning a lot of money. So that we don't lose the future. It's not a good problem. I understand. Not in my other life. Once you make your life, once you you give your pressure in a way that is under collective, there is nothing for it. They deal with you, and they already give you the money in some cases. You find that your life becomes useless. And it becomes very difficult. In my case, I was living with friends very well, but my head was different. So, you don't understand this enough. Therefore, you deal with the inner ramp way. Oh, it becomes very difficult. See, what I'm saying is good to look at. I the issue then, colleagues, I think you hear from the department that they are prepared, although they want to indicate the department, they prefer that you take the matter with very decision. So, but let's hear from yourself as people who are part of the law. Colleagues? Brian.
No, we understand the sentiment and the department's flexibility on the issue. We to get officials who are so understanding, sometimes they're very right, but they want to appreciate the fact that they see some of these man-made hospitals. But the only question that I'm sitting here chatting to tomorrow this evening, I'm thinking to myself, who must agree on what? Right? Because it's either as lawmakers we understand what was achieved. I think myself to the two thoughts that seem to be the one that might compel us not to pass this bill today. It's for them to make us understand it more, or it's to make it appear, as the chair rightly said, to take everyone on board to make sure there's a buy-in by our department. But again, it's the chairperson, the bank, stop right there in the table. As lawmakers, because I got a feeling from our week that this session would be short. Now, unless you don't have time frame, when are we giving the department to go and bargain and see if there will be some consensus on the concerns raised? Because here, what I can hear is that the potential commodity trader is here. And then some other stakeholders. If there will be some, we give them some ultimate time frames as to whether they come back to us with an agreed proposed clause per se. But the question is, are they going to agree? Are they going to agree? Or as long as, if we understand what was achieved, is because what if the policy now here? If we understand what was achieved in this particular situation, I'm thinking to myself, what would be of benefit to us not passing this legislation? But at the same time, it would be foolhardy or unethical of me to say simply because we have got power in our hands and public station, let's just do it for the purpose. Even if there are some flickering lights that are not clear whether they're going to be green or red, this flickering light. As you are outlining it. Because this is not aimed at addressing us here. This legislation is aimed at addressing the bigger society, the bigger constituency. The question that I raised here on myself, they must go and agree on what? The department. No one says that it is good share. No one says that it is good. Now, I wanted to assist us here as to the buy-in from the other components that's going to be consulted on which specific issue. That's what I want to get in before I said, okay, let them go and come back on this day. If they can only identify those issues that they feel they can accommodate sentiments that were raised by members here. And even though we can't take everything that's said by the board. And that's where I want to come in now, to Because what other thoughts I can see while singing the same song, while writing the same book, but on this particular clause? Where is this there? Because I don't want to take this, and I'm sorry that I'm taking time, but I want us to avoid filibustering. That's not constructive. Filibustering, that's not constructive. Let's avoid it. But the patent and my good advocacy should come to us to hear. But I know you're on our side, same way. She's on our side. That's my only concern here. I'm reading this concern weighing both options, because there's no one that is weighing more than the other. So when I say on the particular proposal, I understand exactly what I'm agreeing on which particular issue that has to be addressed. Thanks, sir. Take my time, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'd like to give you the same as caution field on this. I mean, there might be dynamic issues here that I don't know about, the pressures that I've put on the committee. They have spent more than 2 years on this, and I think if there is a little more time for us, it would be advantageous. If we can bring all on board, as you rightly say, that would be the better option, I would consider it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nero. I would then ask the chief, the captain, led by our competitor, the captain, to talk to us, or raise any other issue that you think that you want to raise for our attention. So that we don't conclude the type of issue, but that we need more actually in terms of what is relevant.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I agree that I certainly suspected those texts, and they are by and large policy issues that must be taken, and I think the committee needs to be informed by particularly people who are going to be affected, by the policy decisions. I just have one other concern that I've raised twice before, and my role here is because I'm not a content specialist on the legislation, that's why we have departments coming to assist the committee in content. My role here is to alert the committee to constitutional and social concerns that I have, and I just want to again say something, because that there is one concern that I've faced previously, and the concern is in section 17C and since, so clause 17C. And since the committee will have more time now to consider this, the committee may at that stage want to come back to that clause, because again there is a concern about whether within the power of the MSP. In my view, when you look at chapter 3 of the constitution, the three of the government are autonomous, and if you look at the relevant provisions in respect of anything, the head of the executive council is the premier, and here we are, in my view, in the premier's role by requiring the anything, and I'm referring specifically to 4 AMD under section 106 of the Citizens Act. Because we are still requiring that the MEC provides the Minister and the Minister of Finance with this report.
Are you saying, madam, that there might be a procedural problem?
Yes.
In terms of...
In terms of going across tiers,
yeah. Okay. That's fine. I think that, in terms of law, it's something I think that you must look at yourself. But I think we look at it out loud and look at the thing and see what happens. I think we must take what is true. It's like in the counselor, when we're in the manager, there's no advice counselor about matters of legality. Let us find the ultraviolet. So I think that's what we are doing. I think it's important for the issue where we have to look at it
We have a thing that look at independence in my talk about it yourself. Maybe it's an additional item, but also we look at it and our opinion. But the issue then that I think what was raised by Umrah was that what are the issues that are discussed? One says that there are some broad consensus to say they can live with it, but if they look at it also, the issue of sub of clause 2, subsection 3, is not the one that you said about it. Better find it and look at it in terms of more of when the same age the sacrament is in the church. Can we have one and so on? And the other thing we will come to. The second one is around clause section 17, section 4 and 5. Look at that and find the solution. And the issue that can agree, we put a faith and hope that the South African, South African always find the solution. Move out of the chest, that let's leave. Because sometimes compromise to live will not be not a fair choice. The faith, I can live with this thing. It's a win-win thing, right? And I think we want to look at it. To me, my proposal would be that let's give yourself official to look at the matter once more. Meaning that we give you time next week, convinced by advocate and guard. It means you come here and get them to come in again. All of you from Victoria, the demarcation board, the department, treasurer. If it has been nice if you were convinced by us. But I think it's important that we give you a fair opportunity to talk about yourself. I think it's my life about it. Then, in the event, then whatever happens, you come to us because we are your principal in this case. You are the principal of the negotiation and the outcome then. I think we take it from there. Then it means then we must look at it by that by next week this we must analyze that all the size check that we see keeping the power. Mr. Bauer. You can call him come and explain. It's still works for some time, it's our people that are fighting. Therefore it means our arms still register and something registration. And I don't think that is a problem. To me my problem is that then that we give the release next week, then next week we come to next week as a board, and you must know that in that meeting, you must try by all means to reach something. Well, in that meeting, in the event you're not done, we'll change the decision. That's me or that's my proposal. The other reason being that next week people are going to think about the provinces and rights, give that thing that time. So, look at that. Wherever we are, doing the call, the team, that team, my comments are also us. And it is putting pressure on the demarcation board. So that nobody says, no, I want to call that news for the next and so on. Or that if one is getting on the issue of the issue, in terms of position, must be able to defend that. That's my proof that I'm putting on the team. Well, my part is going to do the what we can do is I'm going to go to the hospital.